Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Tiny Biscuits Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and we're building our Discord. Happy to say that it's growing and becoming a bigger community, and we want you to be a part of it. Look at my Twitter profile at Callahan on Air. The link to join the Discord is in my profile, and you can go ahead and post links, pictures, videos, all kinds of stuff. It's really a tremendous multimedia platform and a great place to talk hockey. So today, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is something that I'm sure you're going to see a lot more of, and that's talk about the Buffalo Sabres, because if you needed further proof that anytime management comes out and gives you a vote of confidence, it's almost the kiss of death. Sabres GM Jason Botterill was let go after owner Kim Pegula just 3 weeks ago said he was fine, he was good to go, they were happy. But apparently, the Pegulas, including Kim and Terry, in meeting with Botterill, said they eventually decided, well, there was a difference of opinion here. And part of it was overspending, apparently, according to the Buffalo News. But the long and short of it is there were a lot of other missteps along the way. And so now this is the third GM that the Pegulas have fired since they took over the Buffalo Sabres in 2011. So it'll be interesting to see, because they completely cleaned house. They let go of assistant general managers Randy Sexton and Steve Greeley. Sexton was the general manager of the Rochester Americans. And also, that means in the Amerks case, they let go of head coach Chris Taylor, his two assistant coaches, and then amateur scouting director Ryan Jankowski, and several members of his staff. So this is a real house cleaning, and Kevin Adams will be the new GM. He was formerly senior vice president of business administration for the team. Born in D.C., but grew up in Western New York, played in the NHL for 11 seasons. Adams has been around, but he is a rookie GM, and it looks, at least for the time being, they're going to keep coach Ralph Krueger. And it's a 9-season playoff drought that Adams has now inherited and will have to fix. There's an unhappy superstar in Jack Eichel, who did sign a contract extension with the team, but talked about wanting to see this team make moves to win. Instead, Botterill, his lasting legacy is going to be he's the first GM in history to trade a guy who became the next season's Conn Smythe winner as the Stanley Cup MVP. And of course, that being Ryan O'Reilly with the St. Louis Blues. It's not a good look for the Sabres right now. It hasn't been for a while. Consistency has not been the name of the game. There is also no talk right now of a hockey operations president or a similar role to oversee Adams and Krueger and what they're doing. It would be interesting to me to see Ralph Krueger elevated to that position to lead the hockey ops department. I think he is a guy who's very cerebral. I think he could do a great job with that. Give them a direction and a definite way to go, because Eichel and Krueger appear to like one another. And Eichel did have good things at least to say about his coach. But it's just a completely different outlook there. And, you know, there have been a lot of people taking a haircut over there, if not being outright fired in that Sabres organization as of late. And so it's going to be interesting to see now not only public perception in Buffalo around the team and the ownership as it continues to emerge, because fans have been complaining about it for a little while now. Sabres fans are growing restless. They're growing unhappy. And it's a long playoff drought. 9 years is a long time to not make the postseason. So the natives are restless in Buffalo. What's going to happen when this team now goes through its offseason? And I think part of it is, even though people assume that because of the way things ended this year with the pause and the Sabres missing the playoffs, perhaps Botterill would be safe, I think once they realized there was not going to be a June draft, and that has been pushed off as well, if there was any thought of making a change, now's the time to let, in this case, Kevin Adams come in, set up his staff, which he's going to have to completely set up his staff with all the people who've been let go today, and move forward for the Sabres and conduct a draft here in a little bit, and conduct contract negotiations and look at RFAs and UFAs over the summer. And there's so much going on. And can the Sabres start to put things together? I'm calling this a build. I'm not even calling it a rebuild. This is a build for the Buffalo Sabres. They need to build from the ground up. They pretty much need to start over, with the exception of a couple of pieces. And unfortunately for Buffalo, that's hard to do when you have an uneasy fan base, when you have a restless fan base. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Sabres are able to do that, if they're able to pull it off. Right now, looking at it, I think it's going to be a couple of years before they're really going to be able to get back into a situation where they're going to be a competitive team. You would hope you're wrong. You would hope that perhaps it can be turned around quicker than that. I think they have a decent cupboard of prospects. It's not bad, but they have a decent cupboard of prospects. But the real question will be whether or not the Buffalo Sabres are going to be able to turn it around anytime soon. This is a discussion that is ongoing on our Discord page, and of course we will talk about this on our Sunday night show, Talking Puck TV, when former Avs voice Mike Haynes and myself talk about it. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on Air. You can always reach out to me there. And again, the link to the brand new Talking Puck Discord is in my Twitter bio, so click on that. That's the invite to the Discord, and you too can join the conversation. A little bit longer today with the Tiny Biscuits, but thanks for being a part of it, and we'll talk to you again soon.